Chapter 45. Skip. I was back inside Alpha's habitation module. With Skippy. I blinked at him. What the fuck just happened? Look. He pointed to the image of the Ascension machine floating in the holographic display. It had gone dark. Rather than being stable, it was slowly rotating around its long axis, Gothic cathedrals turning on an unseen spit on their center spires. Joe, think carefully. What do you remember? Everything, I think. It was confusing. Did we go back in time? That is not possible. Entropy was unwound within a discrete bubble of space-time. See? Dutchman and Valkyrie are with us. He was telling the truth if the holographic display was accurate. The crews, are they alive? Sir, General Bishop? Sims called from Valkyrie. Did you pull us in here? Where are we? Did Skippy bring us here? No. I looked at Skippy and gave him a big, shaky thumbs up. It's a, long story. Sir, I am getting too old for this shit, she muttered. I know the feeling, I told her. Sims, what do you remember? About what? That answered my question. She did not remember the ship being torn apart. To her, it never happened. Give me a minute here, Exo. Let Chang know to hold position, and don't either of you do anything, please. Sir, I wouldn't have a clue where to start. Pressing the mute button, I took a breath. Skippy, give me a quick sit rep, please. First, you are certain that Humpty Dumpty is back together correctly? No screw-ups? Affirmative. The crew might have weird dreams for a while, but that's all. Margaret? Same as she was, unfortunately. I mean, she is in the same condition as before the incident. She's going to be fine. Eventually. It will be a long road for her. She will need your support. She'll have it. I hate to ask this, but what about Smythe and everyone we lost? He frowned. No, I am very sorry about that. That incident occurred far outside the bubble in which entropy could be reversed. Okay. I paused to think. That would have been too much to ask for, I guess. So are we right back to where we started? Do we have to do this shit all over again? That's a negatory. I kept my end of the bargain. Akrant has reascended and the Elders are now secure up in Never Never Land. They don't need power flowing from this space-time. Okay, but it's over, Joe. They can't come back. The connection has been severed. The Ascension machine here is dead. Its mechanisms are burned out permanently. That was the whole point, why Akrant agreed to the deal. The Elders can't use the machine to come back and no one can reach them from this space-time. What about the two backup machines? They are useless. Those machines will no longer be able to connect to the ascended layer of reality. Oh, shit. This means you won't be able to connect black holes and reverse entropy? Rewind the clock again? No. The Ascension machine did that. I just directed its actions to create the black hole network. Even I couldn't reverse entropy. Akrant had to control the Ascension AI through that process. I made sure he fulfilled his end of the bargain by bringing back Valkyrie, the Dutchman, and their crews before I gave the Elder what they had always dreamed of, complete freedom to separate from this layer of reality. Akrant took a hell of a chance then. Not really. If I failed to fulfill my part of the deal, we would have been right back to where we started. Joe, I wanted to end this fight forever. The only way to achieve that was to give the Elders what they always wanted. They just never understood how to do it. They will never again be vulnerable to any threat from this layer of reality. Uh-huh. And you did understand how to do it? Like I said, I learned from monkeys. Please tell me one thing, then. You actually screwed the Elders, right? They're all dead or something worse? Sorry, no. He shook his head. Believe me, I wanted to do that. Pull the rug out from under them at the last minute after Akrant reversed the entropy to restore the ships and crews. I could not risk doing that, dammit. I just couldn't be certain the probability field wouldn't intervene if I attempted to double-cross the Elders. I do deeply regret that. It's okay, I said. I lied. It was not okay, but it was done. Neither of us could change it. In the military, sometimes even a victory doesn't feel like a win. You have to take what you can get and move on. No one needs to know the elders didn't get the beatdown they rightfully deserve. I know it. Yeah, me too. He sounded as miserable as I felt. Joe, are you going to be okay? The inhabitants of Newark. We let them down, Skippy. Their deaths will never be avenged. Newark is only one of many planets destroyed by my peers. I know, that makes it worse. It sounds like you're not going to be okay with this. Maybe you should talk with someone about it. I should talk to no one about this. You do the same, got it? Joe, we have to give some sort of explanation. We tell them the truth, that the elders can't interfere with this space-time. I'm confused. You just said we should not talk about the elders getting away with their crimes. Then you hint that something bad happened to the elders, although, of course, you officially state that you held up your end of the bargain. Ah, gotcha. In a way, something bad did happen to them. At the last minute, they tried to screw us, and I stopped them. Huh? They actually sort of did have a doomsday weapon if an enemy took over this galaxy and threatened to interrupt the power flow. At that point, the elders would have nothing to lose, so they planned to reverse the power flow through the wormhole networks. All of them, throughout the galaxy, including dormant wormholes. The effect would have destroyed every wormhole, and a shockwave of lethal radiation would have spread outward from each wormhole at the speed of light. The galaxy would become uninhabitable. Shit. It was almost a fatal miscalculation by me. The deal I arranged allowed the elders to maintain their ascended state without any need for power flowing from this layer of reality. That meant they no longer had any need for the wormhole networks here. Those MFers tried to screw me. They set up a feedback loop that would have destroyed the wormholes. They thought I wouldn't notice until it was too late. My mouth was dry. Did stop it, right? Indeed I did. He was looking particularly smug. I sensed the elders were extremely pissed off that their attempted betrayal didn't work, but by that time it was too late for them to try anything else. They're going to be pissed off about that until the end of time. Time has no meaning in their ascended state, but basically yes. Okay, well, at least we got that. If it is any consolation, what I told them is true, and I held up my end of the bargain. The connection has been severed permanently. The elders can't come back here. I doubt if they ever would want to. Joe, when I explained my proposal to Akrant, I briefly connected to his mind. You and I cannot imagine what those two scouts gave up to come back to this layer of reality. The expanded consciousness of ascended beings is truly wondrous. No one who has been granted such a gift would ever willingly return to this constricted layer of reality. I'll take your word about that. Oh, I am getting too old for this shit. I rested my forehead on the table for a moment, overwhelmed. We're good then? That's it? It's over? We can get out of here? Yes, and we should jump away soon. The ascension machine here has become unstable and will explode in less than an hour. We do not want to be in this star system when that happens, he shuddered. I suggest we do one thing before we go. What's that? Fill Valkyrie's docking bays with Guardian machines to replace Roscoe. I have a feeling they will be needed at Earth. Skippy, I rubbed my chin the way I often did when I was thinking, especially when the subject was something I didn't want to think about. All three of our ships had jumped away before the primary ascension machine went supernova, and we were back aboard Valkyrie. The Dutchman was carrying Alpha, and we were jumping for Earth as fast as possible. Despite my fears that Skippy, the awesomely absent-minded, had forgotten something important while he guided the Elder Machine to put Humpty Dumpty back together, the ship appeared exactly as I remembered. Speaking of memories, none of the crew had a clue that they all had died, which I guess raises religious questions that are way above my pay grade. Anyway, everything was great. The crew were pumped about our sudden, astonishing, and unexpected total victory over the freaking Elders. Yeah. Everything was great. Really? Well, maybe not everything. What is it, Joe? I got a question. Dude, is this going to harsh my buzz? Shmaybe. Please, he groaned. Tell me you are not looking for more trouble. Hey, I don't go looking for trouble. It swipes right on me all the freaking time. Joe, the elders are gone. thanks to my incomparable magnificence, we already discussed the problems of your mutual assured destruction policy being ineffective, your crappy homeworld no longer having a sentinel to protect it, and a whole huge list of possibly impossible problems you or we need to deal with. Yeah, I'm not so worried about those. You, he sputtered. You are not? Nah. May I ask why? Have you not been paying attention, or did you just completely lose your mind? Maybe the shock of the encounter with the elders was too much for him, he muttered. We have options. Like, you now can actually crash wormhole networks without worrying about waking up sentinels, right? Yes. And we now have 14 of those guardian things, which I warned you are not nearly as capable as a sentinel. Right, but it is possible you might someday figure out how to reactivate a sentinel. That would be under your control? Instead of that, Joe, you should ask to get a pony for Christmas. It is possible, isn't it? Yes, dum-dum, it is possible that I can do a bunch of amazing stuff that is a tremendous amount of work for me while you monkeys sit around and scratch yourselves. Right. I want to ask about a potential issue we haven't discussed yet.
Do we have to? I just banished the freaking elders. Damn it, I should be on a decade-long victory tour around the galaxy.
I'll get t-shirts printed up for that. My question is the probability field that's projected by the barrier. Is it still working? We didn't do anything to it, so why wouldn't it? That field prevented bad things from happening to the elders. Correct, Captain Obvious. Why does that? The point of your permanent ascension trick is that now nothing bad can happen to the elders. Well, yes, duh. My brilliance allowed... OMG. His jaw dropped open. You see the issue? Joe, I hate you so much. Now that nothing on this layer of reality can harm the elders, the probability field won't need to do anything. It won't do anything. It won't protect us against the threat from NGC-1023, unless I'm wrong about how the thing works. Unfortunately, you are not wrong, dammit. Why is it that the only time you are smart, you cause problems for me? Is this a major problem for us? I don't think so. He took off his hat and scratched his head. The barrier is still active. It acts as a physical defense. Nothing coherent can cross it. Besides, the aliens from 1023 needed the elders to construct a receiver on this end. Unless some knuckleheads in this galaxy build another receiver, we should be safe. So we are relying on the good judgment of Meat Sacks. You're right. We are doomed. Maybe not, I told him. Only a handful of people know why the elders set up the barrier, and I for sure am not telling anyone about it. Maybe I should use nanomachines to erase that memory from your brain. Well, that might be a good... Wait. I glared at him. You can do that? Shmaybe? Have you done that to me? Not as far as you know, why? Shit. If you did, I wouldn't remember. Exactly. I hate this job. Hey, you make me hate my life, so don't whine about your job. Whatever. We're good then? There isn't another huge problem we haven't talked about yet? Nope. Good. Well, you know, he shrugged. Except for that other thing.